friends or families will go back to the football ground and you know, back to normal.
Yay!
Without money going into our own town, horrible people's pockets. Goes back to
I never slept last night, even dreamt about going to the game today, being late. I don't know what that dream meant, but I'm not late, I'm here. I didn't think it would be this long. I'm digging his boots in. At the end of the day, you know, he had to hand it over, what, 18 months ago? And he stuck his boot in and he's tried to keep hold of it. Just awkward. We've got our club back. That is all that matters. Come on, Liverpool!
Basically, just delighted to finally get the club back. It seems like after all this time of all the efforts for everyone to kind of all the struggles and all that to get rid of the Oystons, it's just nice to get the club back, and it's good for the people of Blackpool to finally, yeah, be able to go and see their team again and do what they like to do on a Saturday afternoon.
Glad to be having the club back, mate, to be honest. It's been a long wait. You know, every other Saturday we've missed out on this, so yeah, it's good to be back, mate.
After the Premier League season and the parachute payments that came out of it, none of it seems to get reinvested. All of the promises that were kind of made from the Premier League, i.e. getting the training ground sorted out, investing in the ground, investing in the playing side of everything, they were all false promises, really. And as none of them came to fruition, I think that's when people kind of got disillusioned with it all. And the Oystons never had the best reputation with the fans anyway, after years. But yeah, it was kind of the final nail in the coffin, really, over the last 4 or 5 years, and that's why the boycott started.
Well, I've had a little boy since, so that's took up most of my weekends, and I work away as well, so that's took up my time as well. So I didn't miss it too much at first, you know, I sort of got used to it, but now that it's back, I realise that I did miss it.
But yeah, on a Saturday afternoon instead, just probably just put a few bets on and watch the scores come in instead, really. Become an armchair fan, don't you?
Yeah, still a little bit wary of what might happen, you know what I mean? Because we haven't got any proper owners in place yet, so still a bit wary. But as long as the Oystons are gone, that's all that matters to me. So
everything comes to an end at some point, doesn't it? It's just a matter of time, really. But for me, it's felt like it's just come along really quickly in the sense that, you know, it's taken so long, and then in the last few weeks everything's come to fruition in terms of ousting the Oystons and the court case and all the legalities and stuff like that. Yeah, not at any point did I think it was never going to come around, but it's been long enough, really.
Like I say, I've got a little boy. I didn't think I'd be able to take him, to be honest, for a good number of years. I thought it could be another 10 years or at least 5 years away, so yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot longer.
Just the atmosphere, I've not been in Blackpool over the last week, so like I said, I live in London, but from what I hear over the last week, there's a bit more of a buzz in the town, everyone's talking about it again, and I mean, it's a big part of the town, the football club, in a lot of towns around the country, but especially here, and it's been a big, big thing missing in a lot of people's lives over the last few years. So I think just generally having the club back and everyone coming together and seeing the old faces again and being able to go and do your old routines and, you know, go and meet your mates in the pub before, go, you know, see the old faces and hopefully have a good sing-song today. And, you know, even better would be to get 3 points and carry on the promotion charge.
Just meeting up with all my mates again and having a beer pre-match, and feeling that buzz again, you know what I mean, around the town.
A bit emotional, to be honest. It's been nearly five years this, so it's like it's a big occasion. Quite nervous. I don't think it's about the game today, to be honest. I mean, a win would be brilliant, but it's more about seeing everyone again. What we've been through, obviously there's going to be commemorations, you know, people laying wreaths for people who they've lost during the times that we've like been struggling, and I think that'll be nice, and there'll be a few teary, you know, tears in the eyes today. And I mean, it's just about us all being back together and what we've achieved, so getting rid of the Oysters.
it's hard to put into words. You know, it's been a long, hard fight to get our club back. We knew we'd do it eventually, but the way that it's happened means that it's like kind of everything's happening at once. It was only last Friday that we got confirmation that the receivers had got control of the bank accounts, so we could say to people, go and buy your tickets, because it won't go to the Oysters anymore. And it's been chaos this last week, and we've had a BST team in there cleaning 15,000 seats because they were in a real state. Most of them hadn't been used for 3 or 4 years, and it was a real struggle to get it ready, but it's worth it because this is going to be just a fantastic day. Very emotional for thousands of people.
Not reinvesting any of the money from the Premier League back into the club, into buying players. They did everything on a whim. They basically, Bellicom put the money in, they used his money, and that's really what got us in the Premier League. He wasn't rewarded for it, we weren't rewarded for it, and that's why in the end it's ended up that they've lost everything, and we've got our club back. And I've got to say as well, I don't want to forget how much value Bellicom has done for us in getting us where we are today. And he'll always be a true star in Blackpool supporters' eyes.
It's a bit overwhelming, to be perfectly honest. As you can see, the amount of people who've come out has been absolutely wonderful. The atmosphere is fantastic. The local community have just really come together. The football community has fought this long fight, and now we've succeeded. So how wonderful is that?
I was at work. I was sat there. I follow the Avit view from the top of the tower message board. I'm on that all the time watching it. And I was watching the match. It was like the court day for Ed, and it was coming through. And I was watching it updating, pressing the update button every fucking 2 seconds. Sorry. And I was just like out of work. And I work in Preston. Well, I work at BAE, so I work with a lot of Preston lads. And actually, they've been all right about it, to be honest. They've been on our side. And I was just like in the middle of the office. It was quiet. I went, fucking yes, I can't believe it. We've done it. We've done it. We've got rid of him. So. I was sat at my desk at work, but it was absolutely brilliant.
Well, you know, we're here forever, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, fans, having fought this hard to get our club back, fans need to be represented. And at the moment we have Tim Fielding as a voice on the board. And we hope that will continue moving forward. We believe fans should be at the heart of any football club.
I'm always optimistic, but yeah, I think it's a great club. We've got a lot of history, a lot of pride. And I think with the right steering and the right hands, we'll be a great club once again.
I suppose it's pride, relief and a bit of anger as well, all rolled into one to a certain extent, but mainly it's pride of what we've achieved over the last 4 or 5 years. Just standing firm, doing what we believe was right, not giving in when we had some of the darkest times going of any football club, in my opinion, with no help from the English Football League or the FA. So as a group of supporters, I'm really proud of my fellow supporters, really proud, angry at the authorities for not helping us, angry at the Oyston family, a certain amount of anger that some of our fellow fans let us down as well, but my overall emotion is pride and just joy now. Yeah, there was many dark days when we had BST meetings, when there was no news whatsoever coming from the courts or coming from Latvia, and some people started to go back to the ground. We believe we were right. We knew what we were doing was right, and we always believed we were in the end. So it was hard, but it's been worth it, as you can see today.
Never. I always absolutely 100% believe that we would prevail in the end, and we have.
Sharing my day with my friends and my family, knowing that what we've done was the right thing to do. Looking around at Blackpool, looking around at the thousands and thousands of fans, looking around at the businesses, the community. It's just vibrant again, and this is what the football club should be. It should be the heart of the community, and we've done it.